Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of This Is Important. I'm bringing you all of the important things and making them relatable and understanding to you. And I just want to start this episode off with a huge deep breath because universe knows we need it. So go ahead and take a big inhale. And release. Take one more big inhale and really feel it in your tummy. Really like bring it up and release it. Alrighty, so this episode is coming to you right after I have one of the biggest breakthroughs so far in the past, I don't know, man, the past like 2.5 years. It's funny to say because I know people are like, 2.5 years? What do you mean 2.5 years? You know, you've only been, you know, really, really struggling the past 5-6 months. And the truth is no, I have been struggling for the past, I would say, like 2.5 years. I've really been going through stuff that I didn't really realize until today, about 10 minutes ago. About an hour ago it started. And I really had a huge breakthrough on my life in general about a lot of things. You might find I'm sniffling a little because I literally just bawled my eyes out on the phone with my cousin. Because anytime I have some sort of breakthrough or some sort of emotion, I sit with myself for a minute and then I call my cousin, my cousin Hannah. I'm going to shout her out real quick. My cousin Hannah would literally take the job of my therapist. Like if my therapist saw and heard the conversations that me and my cousin have, she would just like quit her job and give it to Hannah. Because like literally Hannah has given me and held this space for me to have so many emotions, go through so many things with her, so many experiences, and she has really helped me work through them. She is no licensed therapist, but boy, does she beat any licensed therapist I've ever had. I'm new with my new therapist right now, but I'm almost positive Hannah has her beat by a long shot. But today's topic is just going to be about breakthroughs, and I'm going to share a little bit about my breakthrough. Something happened just an hour ago. I was, for a lot of people that are listening to this, my Instagram, you guys know my Instagram was deleted and hacked during the time that I was taking a break from social media. And I really let my Instagram go for a while. I didn't even really care that I was deleted. I didn't have any like motives to make a new one. I started getting really active with this podcast and I started thinking, oh, maybe I should download Instagram again because I feel like it would get a lot more listens if I had an Instagram because I could share it and, you know, talk about it in stories much more than it would get through to people on Facebook. And so just recently I was like, you know what, I'm going to make my Instagram. I'm going to make a new one whenever I feel ready. And today I had planned this weekend to make one. And today I had some time before I'm going out to meet with some friends. And I was like, I'm going to make one. So I make one. And I came across some things that while having a new Instagram, I saw some postings that would hurt me. 6 months ago would really, not even 6 months ago, a month ago would really just like put me right back at rock bottom from, like, all of my growth. Like, I mean, like, it would just really put me at rock bottom. And I saw it, and I sat with it for a few moments, and I just started crying. And it was a really strange feeling because I wasn't crying because I was hurt. And I wasn't crying because I was grieving. And I wasn't crying because I felt like I was at rock bottom again. And I wasn't crying because I felt like I had been torn. I was crying because I felt relieved. And I felt a huge breakthrough. And I was honest with myself. I sat with myself and it felt so foreign and so funky. But I really sat with myself, and if I start crying again, I feel it. I'm sorry. But I bring all the raw emotions to you guys. I don't hold back and I don't edit anything. So none of this will be edited. You're getting 100% Heather right now. But I just felt so foreign and so confused about what I was feeling, because it wasn't any of the things I have been feeling for the past 6 months. And I just really was confused. So what do I do? Anytime I feel any sort of emotion, I call my cousin Hannah. So I call Hannah. She doesn't answer. So I'm sitting here. I'm like, oh, okay. Just sit and breathe, like, really think about what's going. So she like literally calls me back like 5 minutes later. She's the boss. She's bomb. And she calls me back. And I, first things first, ask if she's able to hold space for me, because I wasn't sure where the conversation was going to go. And she was like, of course. So we sat and we talked. I don't know. Every time we talk, it's for a really long time. I think this talk was only like 30 minutes. I'll have to go and check. And she was like, I'm going to hold space for you. And we just started talking, and I was telling her what was going on. And I was like, Hannah, like, I really don't know what I'm feeling. What am I feeling? And she goes, let me ask you, are you letting go the attachments to the post that you're seeing? Like, who posted it? Are you releasing attachments and, like, the connection, and, like, you're just really, it just feels like a release? And I just, like, yes, exactly. And I just started crying so hard. Like, I've literally been holding all of this attached feeling and all of these things, and I feel like I've released them. Like, I feel like I've been underwater and I just came up to the surface and, like, took that first deep breath and, like, was like, whoa. Like, it's like kind of when I'm scuba diving and you're, like, underwater for a really long time, and, like, underwater is beautiful, but, like, you know, there's, like, a time when you got to come up, like, your lips are all salty and chapped, and, like, you've been underwater for a good, like, solid 45 minutes. So you're like, all right, man, time to come up. So you come up and you, like, break surface, and you come up and you see all of this light. And, like, as you're coming up, you see, like, these beautiful bubbles, and you can, like, kind of see the sky, and you break through the water, and you just, like, take a huge, like, you take, obviously, like, you take the equipment and everything. And you take just, like, not even a breath, but just, like, look around, and it's just, like, huh. Beautiful. Like, wow, I've been underwater. And, like, that was it. I've been underwater, and I feel free. I feel relieved. I feel like bricks were sitting on my shoulders, and I was carrying around a backpack of bricks, and literally they just, like, fell off. And they fell off the other side, and I took the backpack off, and, like, it's almost like the release when you're wearing a bra all day at work, and you, like, come home and you, like, take the bra off and you just, like, flop right into your bed. It was just like that, oh god, like that release and, like, peace. And I'd, like, have not had that in so long. Like, I have not had that in so long. And, like, I just told Hannah, I said, dude, am so thankful. I'm so thankful for my life. Like, I am so thankful that I'm alive, that I have the friends that I have, that I have her, that I have a relationship with my parents, that I have a relationship with my family, that I have my apartment, I have the best roommate that anybody could ever ask for. My fridge is full of beautiful and tasty produce that is so healthy, that I have these amazing friends. I have the best dog I could ever ask for. I have a beautiful, beautiful life that is my own, that I've created. Like, I have a business that is forever blooming, and I have the best clients that I could ever, ever ask for. I couldn't ask for anybody better in my business. Like, nope, couldn't ask for it. Literally, over the summer, like, I had the best person helping me with my business. And shout out to you, Kelly. She literally came in. She's a teacher. She had to go back to school and teach kids, but she was literally the best person I could have ever asked for me to come, or asked to come work for me and like help me with my business. And her husband, Michael, is like my one of my bestest friends, and like he's just like my financial advisor basically, and like couldn't ask for a better financial like person in my life. And like, man, like, I am truly blessed, truly beyond blessed. And like, I looked at the photo, the post on Instagram, and I just felt like, wow, I am so glad that's not me. Like, I am so glad it's not me. I'm so glad that this is me and this is my life and it's not reversed. Like, I couldn't be more appreciative. And like, it is crazy because I made a video on my phone of how I was feeling, and I think it was taken like a month and a half ago, and I made a video and I kept it on my phone, and I was miserable, you guys. Like, I, like, my face was so purple and red from crying that, like, I was miserable. I was so miserable. And I took the video and I saved it on my phone, and I didn't share it with anybody because I wanted to look back at it and see how far I've come. And I didn't think that it would be a month that I would be able to do that. I thought it was going to be a year, if that. And I thought maybe it'd be even longer than a year. And I like watched part of the video because it was breaking my heart watching the video of how sad I was. I just wanted to give the month ago Heather a huge hug and like a huge kiss on the forehead and just be like, girl, you beautiful thing. Like, you have no idea. You have no idea. You have no idea what's waiting on the other side. Like, you have absolutely no idea. And you are just, you just have no idea. Like, just give it some time. Like, I promise, I know you're feeling like rock bottom. Like, you feel disgusting. But let me tell you, girl, it is so worth it, you doing what you're doing right now. You sitting with your feelings, me making that video, me sitting down and really like feeling and going through my emotions instead of going out and like drinking and partying and sleeping around and like doing all of these things, like to just really sit with myself and like feel my emotions. Like, you are doing such an honor to yourself, like such a good gesture, such a huge favor to yourself by actually sitting with yourself and dealing with your things now instead of bottling them up and finding temporary coping mechanisms and then having it all spill out later in life. Like, having it all spill out with possibly, you know, a new partner, a new friendship, like a new, like, just having it literally affect you in your future. Like, instead of doing that, you're letting it, you're just going through it now. And, like, when I say that, and it so sounds so cliche when you say, like, you grow through what you go through. I'm pretty sure that's it. And it's not cliche. It sounds cliche, but it's just, like, legit, like, exactly what it is you grow through what you go through. Like, if you sit there and you let it out and you feel it and you really feel your emotions and feel how angry you are and feel how sad you are and feel how hurt you are and heartbroken you are in the moment, and not push it aside and really just sit with it and go through it and let it flow through you, you are just literally blossoming, like blossoming into the best version of yourself by letting yourself go through that. I cannot tell you how hard it is, and I know a lot of you on here know how hard it is to go through something so heartbreaking. But when you sit with yourself and just let it out, it's I know it's difficult, and I know it's the shittiest feeling. Like, you feel like death. You feel like your eyes, you have not gotten enough sleep, and universe knows how long. Your eyes are swollen from crying 24/7. Your stomach is empty because you can't hold anything in. Like, you can't hold anything down. Like, you're dehydrated because you just keep crying. You don't want to reach out to anybody because you don't want to be a burden. You just feel awful. You feel so bad. And let me tell you that it does fucking get better. And I don't fucking care how cliche that sounds. It fucking does. It really does. I was standing on top of the Skyway Bridge, and I was looking over the day that I was going to take my life. And I was looking over the side of it, and I was just thinking to myself, it can't get better than this. It can't. I can't. I will never feel better than this. This is all I'm going to feel. And let me tell you, if I jumped that day, I would have, like, if I had jumped and was shown what my future could be like, I would have made the biggest mistake of my life. I would have made the hugest mistake, because it feels so much better than what I even felt before. Like, I feel so much better than what I did even before my past partner, before this breakup, 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, 4 years. Like, I feel better than I have ever felt before. I was literally telling Hannah that I feel like I was birthed out of a vagina. Like, I was just birthed out of another vagina. An hour ago, I just felt like I legit was rebirthed. Like, here you go. Here's Heather again. Like, here she is. Like, here you are. Everybody meet her. She's, like, totally different. Like, this is not the same person. Like, completely different. And boy, do I fucking feel different. I watched that video, and I was just looking at a fucking stranger. She looked like me. She spoke like me. She sounded like me. But, like, it's just not who I am. And I just literally wanted to reach out and just fucking hold her and just look at her and shake her and go, you are doing yourself the biggest favor by doing this right now. And you have no idea how much better you're going to feel. No idea the freaking relief that you're going to feel. Like, the freaking... the joy you're gonna have. You guys, when I tell you that I literally feel like my glass is overflowing now, I wake up in the morning and I look at myself in the mirror and I just love myself. I literally look at my body and I think, wow, how come I didn't see this before? How come I didn't see this before? Like, how could I even look at myself and think the things that I was thinking? How is it even possible that I thought those things about myself? I wake up every morning now, thankful and happy for my life. I have some of the greatest friends that I think that anybody could ever have. The greatest roommate, the greatest parents, the greatest family, the best cousins. Like, I'm legit going to like 3 or 4 music festivals within a span of a month and a half. I am freaking going on a road trip with my father in October for 2 weeks, and we're going to Yellowstone and Glacier National Park. And I am making the most money I have ever made in my entire freaking existence so far. And I am the most spiritual and connected to myself that I have ever been. I am the most genuine I have ever been. I look at myself and I am proud of what I see and what is looking back at me in the mirror. And like, no nails, no makeup, no fancy clothes. Just me, naked, in the mirror, raw, completely myself. I love it. I 100% absolutely love it. And my gosh, what a freaking breakthrough just an hour ago I had. I was crying and I was so confused at what I was feeling about looking at the post that I was looking at, and I just was like, wow, that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling freaking love. I'm feeling love for the first time. And dudes, I love myself. And I haven't loved myself for the past, who knows, like, it's been a good at least 4 years that I haven't loved myself. I haven't felt enough. Like, I adore myself now, and I feel so great, and I was sitting here doing absolutely nothing. I literally was sitting. I went to yoga this morning. I went shopping to get some groceries. I came home, did some laundry. I rolled my mat out and sat on my mat and watched a little bit of Virgin River. Shout out to Kristen for getting me attached to that show. I played with Bear. And then I just sat with myself and started making my Instagram. And I just have been with myself all day. And I feel content. I read a book this morning. I woke up and immediately just read a book. And, like, I read all the time now. And I journal. And I meditate. And I do yoga. And I eat healthy. And I dance. And I laugh. And I laugh, you guys. I laugh. It's been a good, like, 6 months that I haven't laughed. Like, genuinely bubbly belly laughed. And I just want to make this not only for myself, to look back on a hard day, but I want to share this with anybody else who is feeling like absolute garbage and feels like they are not worth it and there is no way to get through it. And if you leave your past partner or leave whatever is holding you down or leave any friendship or leave any family relationship or leave any toxic job or any toxic situation, that you'll have fear of the unknown and you'll have no idea if it gets better. And I promise you, you guys, it gets 100% better. 100% better as soon as you make that move. Because you might not feel it as soon as you make the move, but you are 100% doing the best step to 100% feeling better. You staying in whatever position or situation that you're in, you'll never know what it's like on the other side. You'll never know what it's like to truly be happy. And I mean, seriously, you only have one life, and it's YOLO to the forever, to the day I die, it's YOLO. And you're telling me that you're okay with settling with whatever you're doing right now, wherever you are and whatever you're in? You're okay with settling with it, feeling the way you feel? You're okay with settling with that and not letting yourself and like honoring yourself and finding pure happiness? And let me tell you, life is going to throw you some fucking curveballs. Really is. It's going to throw you some curveballs. It's going to throw you some major curveballs. But there is nothing worse than staying in a situation that you cannot get better with. Like, you just can't. You're not going to feel better. That's it. And you're going to settle with that. You are so fucking valuable. Listen to me. Pull up a chair and fucking get close to the phone right now or close to whatever you're listening to this on. If you're in the fucking car, I want you to put your ear really close and really listen to me right now, all right? You got your AirPods in? I want you to fucking press those AirPods into your ear holes right now and listen to me. You're fucking worth it. You are so fucking worth it. You are so special. And you are so meant for so many things. Like, you are meant for so much. So freaking much. And let me tell you, it gets fucking better. Take one of